Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to AVEVA's 2019 third quarter financial results conference call and webcast. I now hand over to Mustafa Fuerat Kurucu, CEO, Erkan Şahinle, CFO, and Tuğrul Gemici, IR. Sir, please go ahead.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to AVEVA's 2019 third quarter results call. I would like to start off with page number two in our presentation. I hope you can all follow. Well, I would like to give a summary of 2019 to date. I will say that it has been a good year in terms of growth compared to 2018. However, 2018 and 2019 are fundamentally two different years because in 2018, first half was very strong and second half was weak in terms of, let's say, top line. Whereas in 2019, we are seeing the reverse. The first half is really slow in terms of top line, and the second half, it started to accelerate. It's sort of a pretty good 9 months of 2018 versus relatively difficult period of 2019. You have to take this into account. In terms of passive assets under management, this is one of our major business line. We have seen around 21% year-on-year growth. In the pension business, assets under management is the key value driver. Therefore, this is the key metric that we are looking at. All of market and AVEVA has grown around 20, 22 percentage points year-on-year. This is a bit depressed performance for the whole sector. It's almost fully driven by the returns on the funds rather than fundamentals of the business. This is due to the fact that since the launch of auto-enrollment, there has been quite a silent period on voluntary pensions. Therefore, we are waiting for some more clarity, maybe in the next 6 months to 1 year around pensions that may change the whole dynamic and put it in the, let's say, a stronger path from where it is today. In terms of our other business line, the protection, life insurance and personal accident, which is much more profitable than pensions, we had seen a very strong growth year-on-year, around 48% gross written premium growth. This is driven mainly by our flagship standalone product called Return of Premium. This is an endowment type product. Also lately, in the last couple of months of Q3, we have started to see a significant growth coming from credit life as well. I will give some more detail on these a bit later on, but 48% is a very strong growth and keeps AVEVA separate from the market in terms of growth rate. The average market growth rate is around 30%-35%, whereas we are closer to 50%. The technical profit has grown year-on-year by 12%. Again, more detail will be provided to you later on, but I can tell you that this 12% is a mixture of relatively weak performance, but a very strong performance, weak performance on the pensions, but much stronger performance on the protection side. Overall, we have ended at about 12% growth. Having said that, the financial income in the first half was very strong due to high interest rates. This sort of yielded a bottom line net profit of 176 million TL, which is up from 2018 by 18%. The same percentage at about 19% is on for the local GAAP profit, SFRS profit. So all in all, around 18% profit growth year on year. The return on equity looks at 35%, shows like 35%, which is in line with the previous year as well. In the first half, we have paid around 60 million TL of dividends. You might recall that we had decided this year to pay dividends in two installments. So the second installment of 40 million is planned this month. In the month of November. And value of new business, well, this is a metric that is indicative of our future expected profits, which shows at about 280 million TL, which is 76% up from the previous year. So moving on to the next page, page 3, so a bit of a closer look on our business line. In terms of pensions, we have seen the assets growth of about 21%. Our historical growth rate in this line in terms of assets under management has been around 30%, but the weak performance of 2018 has dragged the CAGR of this business line to 25%, and this year we are looking at 21%. This is one part of the story. The second part of the story is that as the book matures and as certain types of funds with lower fund management charge grows, these are, for example, gold commodities, some money market funds, etc. They have really grown significantly higher than the rest of the pack. Therefore, the fund mixture dragged the fund management charge slightly downwards. By about 10 bps year on year. The technical profit has grown by 8% year on year. This is on the back of, as I mentioned, a relatively weak 2019 for almost all of the sectors. The long-term expectation is to grow that number back to up about 20%. The life protection, this has really took off in the first 9 months of this year, so you can see a growth of 55% year on year. This is in a within a 9 months, which, you know, 7 months of which was really very depressed market conditions, especially on the credit life business. So you should read that with that background. So 55% year-to-date growth is in that context a much stronger performance than expected. The technical profit on this line has moved by about 18% year on year. I have to tell you that the gross written premium increase of 55% has not started to get reflected into our bottom line because of our, let's say, long-term nature of our business. The 55% of growth will translate into growth rate in the coming months or years, to give you a hint. In terms of personal accident, the gross written premiums have seen a moderate growth of around 10%, but the technical profit has increased by 31%. This is a bit of a correction in the profit margin as well. So, this is a relatively small business line, therefore the profitability, expected profitability is at around 45%, but it can move between years a couple of percentage points. So in 2018 it had a relatively low 37% profit margin, technical profit margin, whereas this year it's up to 47%. Maybe some more about the market developments. You know, auto enrollment has been a key market story. It's still a hot topic. But overall, six rounds have been completed. So therefore, all the companies, all the employees, employers, who are expected to join the auto enrollment has joined. So we have seen around 200,000 different companies across different sectors and with different sizes have joined the auto enrollment market. And our, market for us was defined as the private industries. Of course, because the public industry was divided into three state pension companies. So in terms of private sectors, we are number one among all the players with around 16% market share. Still, the numbers in terms of participants is significant. It's altogether around 5 million participants on auto enrollment, around 700,000 for Avivasa. But the value of those participants will accumulate over time. So we are not looking at a significant assets under management as yet. It's around 7 billion TL for the whole market. So the value will be generated in the coming years when funds build up to a bigger size. Now on page 5, I would like to give you a picture of how our life protection and personal accident businesses have done. Altogether, you know, the growth here was about 49%, but we have seen 65% growth year on year from credit linked, 50% growth from bank assurance, non-credit linked, and 35% growth coming from direct sales force and agency, which is, you know, non-bank channel, what we call. You know, the non-bank channel has been around and has been in a mature state for some time, so 35% is a good performance, but not as good as in other business lines. The bank insurance, non-credit linked business, this has taken off really this year by with 50% growth year on year. This is mainly fueled by the, let's say, more aggressive and more successful positioning of our return of premium product in the bank channel. Especially towards the second half, we have seen the numbers here grow rapidly. So this is a very good indication for our future growth as well. But the real story, I think, is happening in the credit-linked side. This 65% growth year-on-year has almost fully happened in the third quarter. We have launched a new product for our credit customers, which has proven very successful and with a very good, very well-structured product. Plus, what has happened is credit market after the central bank rate cuts, the credit market has started to move. So therefore, coupled with a very good new product, plus a good, let's say, couple of months in the credit market, has driven the whole growth of 65%. So in the fourth quarter and going forward, assuming that the credit appetites will be along the same as the last couple of months, we should be looking at even higher growth rates. So all in all, we have seen a very good growth rate across all channels, but particularly in credit-linked business. So I think this is all I would like to cover at my part. So I will be passing the ball to our CFO, Erkan. And we can take your questions afterwards. Thank you.
Hi, everybody. Welcome again to our earnings call for the third quarter of 2019. I would like to move to the page number 6 on our presentation and try to elaborate more on our profitability story. By the end of third quarter of this year, the IFRS profit has reached 177 million, representing a growth of 18% versus the last year same period. But when you look to the growth at the technical profit side, you might get surprised with a negative figure, while our technical profits for the period remained at 135 million lira, being 2% below prior year. But I would like to underline here that the last year's third quarter profit has been accelerated with the foreign exchange gains over our return of premium product portfolio, where we have invested mainly in US dollar denominated assets to cover our future liabilities. You would remember as well that during the crisis period, starting by mid-August, Turkish lira has depreciated significantly against US dollar, and then this depreciation has been corrected during the last quarter of the 2018. So there was a kind of shift of profit between the third and fourth quarter of last year. Therefore, this base year effect is giving a negative growth rate for the technical profit generation, and as well as some negative impact on net profit generation by the end of third quarter 2019. So it will indicate that we will be ending up with a much better figure in terms of both net technical profit and profit growth by the end of 2019. In the meantime, the ROE has been stable at around 35%, again underlying the healthy growth of the business in terms of profit generation. The increase in the equity is at 31%, reaching to a total of 730 million lira of equity, supported mainly by the profit generation in 2019, plus keeping some 40 million lira of dividend payment to the last quarter of the year. That delivered a solvency ratio of 191%, and we expect to continue the year at around those levels, representing a strong positioning in terms of capital, which will be able to support the growth of our business in the upcoming years as well. For the details of our IFRS P&L, I will pass to the slide number 7. The technical profits representing a 12% growth over last year has been mainly fueled by the increases in life protection business mainly, and also a strong growth in the personal accident technical profits, which are 18 and 31% respectively. The growth in the pension technical profits remains very limited at 6%. As previously Fırat mentioned, the market was depressed in terms of new business generation, and as well as because of customers' preference towards lower fee funds, the technical profit increase remained limited. when you compare the technical profit after G&A expenses, you would see that the impact of the 21% G&A expense increases is also an influencing factor for the limited growth. But as I said, the last year's third quarter boosted profit with the foreign exchange gains has been corrected by the end of last year in the last quarter. Therefore, this mismatch of growth of technical profit and G&A expenses will be largely corrected by the end of 2019, representing a much better technical profit after G&A growth at the end of the year. On the other hand, although the market was depressed in terms of growth, it was one of the brilliant years in terms of the financial income, not because of having higher interest rates in the first half of the year, which has been diminishing throughout the third quarter, but also because our investment strategy focusing on mid-term investments in longer durations in our asset preferences. We have continued to benefit from higher interest rate instruments throughout third quarter as well, which brought the financial income growth at 66% versus last year. And this will also continue throughout the last year as a result of the longer durations that we have preferred during the beginning of the first quarter and first quarter of this year and last quarter of 2018. All in all, the net income reached to 177 million lira, representing an 18% growth by the end of third quarter. When it comes to the statutory P&L on slide number 8, you see that the growths are almost similar as the difference between the SFRS reporting and IFRS reporting is diminishing, which are the deferral of the acquisition expenses in our mainly in our pension business and partially in our life protection business as well. The net profit in SFRS results has also reached to 170 million lira and representing a growth of 19%. In order to continue with the numbers, I will jump to slide number 11, where we have some information with regards to the new business profitability. First of all, in terms of PVNBP, present value of new business profits, you see some decline in pension business versus the same period of last year, from 3.3 billion down to 2.8, which represents basically the pressure on new business generation, in the especially in the voluntary pension markets, not only for Avivasa, but for all the market players, and also depressed margins or diminishing margins with the impact of the increasing share of auto enrollment within the total. Same is reflected on our VNB figure, the value of new business generated in the first three quarters of the year for the pension business. There you see a 30% decline, and also you see the margin decline, MCV margin decline, from 1.5% to 1.3% in 2019. Those were the negative news from the pension business. However, we have very strong figures on life protection and the personal accident. Fırat has given the hints for the future profits to come in our life protection business. You see the reflection on our PVNBP and VNB figures in the third quarter of this year. You see that the PVNBP, present value of new business profits, have increased by 124% versus the last year, reaching to 1.3 billion lira. And also VNB to increase again by around 130% and reaching to around 240 million lira in the third quarter of 2019. In the meantime, the MCV margin of the life protection business also improved from 17.8% to 18.2%, representing a 0.4 percentage point improvement, much better than what we have lost in the pension business. And the IRR has also improved to 157%. All the profitability measures, financial metrics with regards to the future profitability of the business, showing a great potential. A similar positive picture is valid on our personal accident business as well, which represents a very small part of our total portfolio. Especially with the positive impact coming from our life protection portfolio, the total PVNBP for the period has improved by 7% and reaching to 4.2 billion Turkish lira, whereas VNB increasing by 76%, as discussed previously, reaching to 280 million lira within three quarters of 2019. The positive improvement and increasing share of life protection business in our total portfolio has also resulted with a significant improvement on our total MCV business, new business margin, which has improved from 4% to 6.7% and will continue to improve in that direction as long as our life protection business continues to perform in this trend and increases its share within our total business. So that concludes our briefing with regards to the financial results of 2019 third quarter, and we'll be looking for your questions on those results.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Q&A session starts now. If you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, to participate in our written Q&A, type your question into the Ask Question text area and then click the Submit button. Thank you. The first question comes from Karin Sawabini from Moon Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, gentlemen, and congrats on the quarter. My quick question is, it sounds like life, the life insurance business is really picking up since the third quarter and will continue to do so. Just wondering what kind of growth we should expect as we get into the fourth quarter, because it seems like it should really accelerate because there's a delay in the technical profit. And then should we continue to see, or how should we think about the commission sales expense growth? Thanks.
Okay. Now, I can refer to some publicly available data on which you can do some quick calculations. This is really disclosed in the Turkish Insurance Association to give you an indication of where we are. I think last month, September's total premium, this includes credit life and our protection and the whole life and personal accident, was around 100 million, right? Around 99 million, 100 million. But the previous months, you will be looking at 50 million, 50, 60 million. This indicates almost double the previous trends in terms of what we are producing on a discrete month basis. But this is on the back of the credit appetites of banks improving, and maybe some accumulated demand from some customers asking for customer loans, etc. But I can tell you that we have surpassed the market growth rate for the last couple of months. So going forward, we should be looking at almost close to three-digit growth rates on a discrete basis. The profit emerges in the long term. It really depends on the product, to be honest. But within the next 12 months, we should see a translation of this top-line growth into profit growth. Within the, we should see this starting. And the expense growth and the commission growth, well, of course, commission is a factor of top-line, so it should be expected. As such, the expenses could be in line with inflation plus maybe a couple of percentage points, because with the extra sales there comes some additional personnel commissions, etc. And you need to invest a bit more on different parts of your business, like the IT, marketing, etc. It should be not more than a couple of percentage points above inflation.
Great, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, just a reminder, in order to ask a question by phone, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. You can also submit your questions through the written Q&A on the webcast. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we don't have any more questions over the phone. I now give back the floor to the company. Thank you.
All right. As there was no more question, I think we'll close it here. But if you have any further questions, you can drop myself or our CFO or our investor relations department mails, or just give us a call for further information if need be. This concludes our call, and hope to talk to you again in our fourth quarter results, which we hope will be just as good as the third quarter. Okay, thank you very much for listening to us, and the call, the record of the call will be available in our investor relation site.
Any question? Maybe.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you all. Have a good afternoon.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect your lines.